Well, good morning. He is risen. And we are so glad that you are here with us today on our Easter Sunday worship. We had a decent crowd this morning for the sunrise service and wonderful breakfast. I hope I don't doze off back here anytime because of that food that we had this morning. But we are so glad that you're here today. We want to welcome all of you on our Easter worship. And today we hear the good news. Don't be afraid. He is not here. He has been raised from the dead, just as he said. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patri this morning as we begin. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Triumphant over death and oppression, victorious over fear and shame.
Glory to you, O Christ.
New life overflows, salvation reigns.
Glory to you, O Christ.
We proclaim you risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Well, let's sing that favorite of ours, hymn number 264. He lives this morning. He lives. I was like, wait a minute, I think we're in the wrong hymn. You're all right. There we go. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand. Mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lived, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's stairway. He lives. Christian, lift up your voice and sing. eternal hallelujah. The King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find none other is so good and kind. Join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Holy mystery, miracle of life, we praise you. Into the grave of fear and death, you have shown your light. You have transformed our shadows into joy. All that defeats and diminishes life, you have laid in the tomb and emptied that tomb by your grace. You have raised us with Christ, and we thank you. We praise you. Christ is risen. Amen. I believe our kids are coming in. You're singing another one? One? Okay.
I think you can cook.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We're going to sit down for a little bit. So you guys can come on. You can go down on the floor like you normally do. Didn't they do a great job?
I know the last one was This Little Light of Mine, right? What was the first one?
You, Lord.
I thought that was You, Lord. Okay. Yes. Yes. Isn't it wonderful that we are able to let our light shine because of Jesus? Yes, because of Jesus. I was going to say, I'm not familiar with this one. Yes. But because of what Jesus did, what happened? What happened today? Why do we celebrate Easter in the church anyways? Why do we celebrate this day? Yeah, that Jesus was raised from, that Jesus was raised from the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead. And because of that, we have salvation, we have new life, and we can let that light inside of us shine wherever we go. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Okay, that's enough of that. Yes, yes. So, remember that today is that special Sunday that we're thankful for Jesus, our Savior, and our Lord, and all that He's done for us. Yes, yes. And so, you guys are going to be going downstairs, and I'm sure they're going to be working with them down there. You guys will probably have a little lesson and some things you'll learn. And then guess when the next time I will see you?
Easter.
What?
Easter.
Well, wait a minute, it is Easter.
Easter egg.
Oh, Easter egg, honey. Oh, okay, yes. The next time I will see you is outside, hopefully, the rain stays away. I will see you outside. And remember, each one of those eggs you picked up is like a little tube. So when you open it up and you pull your candy out of it, you put it in your mouth, not really bad. Oh, no, wait, that's too early, isn't it? No, remember, when you look into the eggshell and it's empty, that means the grave is empty, the tomb is empty, because Jesus is alive. And then you can eat the candy for fun. And any chocolate peanut butter cups you don't want, just bring them to me later on. They're not buying that, are they? Oh, you don't like them. You don't like them. I like them. All right. You guys can go downstairs. Hey, great job on your chime song. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, don't forget your bell. I think they all have their bells. So we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and I'm only going to take a few quick prayer requests. So I'm not going to be taking long lists of prayer requests, only something quick if there's some kind of an emergency or something like that. If you came in and maybe you had just had a request for somebody, during our time of prayer, when Carla plays here in a little bit, you can just lift their names up to the Lord. And I'll say a prayer a little bit later on for all of that. But we do want to, if there's anybody that does happen to have an important prayer request or something that you want us to pray for, we can do that. I will take that this morning. Anybody this morning? Okay. Somebody else? Yes.
I'd just like to ask prayers for Greg as he starts a new treatment with James.
Okay. We can definitely do that. So we want to pray for Belinda and Terry and Greg for this new treatment. Yes, Matthew and the soldiers. Yeah. We're not sure where Matthew's at right now. He's no longer in Poland, and they appreciate prayers for him. Somebody else this morning. Yes. Yeah. We're going to leave those alone this morning. Any other prayer requests, important ones? Yes. What is the last name again?
Sheets.
Sheets, okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, you said it at first, but I wasn't quite exactly sure. So, anybody else, real quickly this morning? And if you have other ones, you know, just needs or people that we've been kind of ongoing praying for fairly regularly, I just encourage you to lift up their names in a little bit. And we're thankful to see Smoke back with us today in worship. And we want to continue to lift up Gene Cavolt and Bill and Shauna and continue prayers for Smoke too. So let's go to prayer this morning. She's going to play a little bit, and it'll give you just a little chance there quietly in your seats to lift up prayers or some of the names that have been mentioned, and then I'll come and close us out this morning. Gracious God, this morning we give you thanks and praise that you raised Jesus from the dead over 2,000 years ago. And because of that, we have hope, we have forgiveness of sins, we have salvation, all of the blessings that you have provided for us because of that. New life. Hope beyond death, that death does not have the last word, but Christ, who holds the keys of death and Hades, has that victory and that authority. And when we trust in him, it makes a world of a difference. And Lord, we're grateful and thankful for all of that today. Lord, we want to lift up those that have been mentioned. For Belinda and Terry, God, give Terry your peace today and watch over him, Lord. And we commit him into your hands today. We think about Greg with this new treatment, God, that you will be with him and let that medicine do its work. May your healing touch be with him. May strength be with him during this time. Lord, we pray for Gene and Bill and Shauna and Smoke and so many of those on our monthly prayer list that have needs that we pray for every month, God, that you'll just meet every one of these needs, that you will minister as only you can do with your touch, with your healing, with your strength, with faith today, God. Lord, we lift up the Sheets family, God, with the loss of this loved one. Asking that you would grant your peace and your grace in those to that family today. And Lord, any other needs, Lord, names and situations that were lifted up to you in prayer just a moment ago. God, we just join together for all of them and ask that you would minister and move and extend your grace in each one of those situations. As we thank you today that you hear us because you are alive and well today. And we are grateful and thankful for all of these things and for what you taught us, especially to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer and for you lifting up those individual prayers to the Lord today in this place. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for our family, church family that gives regularly, however that is. And we appreciate that. That's how the ministry of the church and the work here goes forward. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together. Gracious God, thank you for all the blessings that you pour into our lives. Lord, we give you this offering now and ask that you would use it to further the work of your kingdom, the local church here, and our missions around the world and community. As we ask it now in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Just wanted to say it's so good to see all of you today, especially some of the out-of-town family members that have come in and to see some of you. And I haven't seen some of you in a while, and being here with family, and that's just always a blessing every year. And I think for some of you, you got to see the redecorated sanctuary. And so we want to welcome all of you today. Our scripture reading this morning is just coming from one passage that we're going to be looking at from Matthew's reading or telling of the that first day of the week story, verses 1 through 10 there, and you can follow along with me. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now hurry, go and tell his disciples he's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given the message to you." With fear and great joy, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I have a few of these jokes that I've been sharing. You know how I normally kind of do that. But last week I started with a priest, rabbi, and minister joke. Well, I got another one of those today. So here we go. A priest, a rabbi, and a minister are on a train. They chat for a bit when the priest suggests that they all share their gravest confessions. So the minister offers to go, or the priest offers to go first. Sometimes after communion service, I'll drink more of the wine than I should and flirt with the nuns. The minister replies, "Oh, mine's far worse. Sometimes after worship, I'll take some of the offering and go down to Vegas and gamble with the offering." They both looked at the rabbi, who seemed very uncomfortable. "Come on, out with it. We shared ours." The rabbi was just kind of shuffling in his seat, trying hard to keep in it. He goes, "I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore." And he suddenly bursts out and he says, "I have a confession. I have a problem with gossiping. And now I can't wait to get off this train." Come on, you get that one? He couldn't go wait. He couldn't wait to go tell some people about what he heard. This morning I want to talk to you about courageous joy. Courageous joy. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been afraid and joyful at the same time? Have you ever felt those emotions at the same time in your life? The first time I rode a roller coaster at Cedar Point, I was scared to death. It was a youth group. We had gone up there, and I was not getting on the blue and red, what was it, the racer? Was it the racer? I can't believe, yeah. There was the blue and red. They raced down there, and they were side by side and everything. And my best friend, thank God for him. I miss him. We lost him when I was in college. He passed away from something unusual. Chris Saylor. He said, come on. He begged. He got me on that roller coaster. And we're going up the hill. And I'm closing my eyes and I'm squeezing onto that bar. Hanging on. Scared. And we're just going, click, 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 click. And that's about the gist of it until we started going down that hill. And Chris started laughing, the biggest belly laugh. The next thing you know, I'm laughing. And all of a sudden, we got down to the bottom of the hill. We're still running through it. I opened my eyes. He got me laughing. We were racing. I can't remember which car. I think we went in the blue car because that's my favorite color. And we're yelling over at the red car people. And he got me laughing so hard, I forgot about except that first hill where I was scared. But in that moment, he got me to go on roller coasters after that. Now, I will admit, I went on a few more over the years, the Magnum and a few others. I always liked riding the Beast, although it shook the crap out of my back, if you've ever rode the Beast. But when Chase came along, I just really did not want to get on roller coasters much anymore. And part of that is because of having my back surgery and other things. But I was scared and laughing at the same time. Maybe I was laughing because I was so scared and that fear that was going on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The angel tells the women that first Easter morning. For Jesus has been raised just as he said. That is what it's all about today. The angel's message to those women that first Easter is God's message to us today. Christ is risen. Don't be afraid. Christ is risen. Those words brought a transformed fear. A transformed fear. What do I mean by that? I mean two things. First of all, the resurrection makes it possible to live courageously. Courageously. That's why we can experience that courageous joy. Not by erasing our fears. I was still afraid on that roller coaster. But that laughter and what happened gave me courage in the midst of it. Not by erasing our fears, but by transforming them. Because on that first day, that first morning, Mary Magdalene and the other women had every reason to be afraid. A man that they admired and loved and had hoped was the long-awaited Messiah was now dead. But not just any death, he was crucified. In fact, we are told in the other Gospels that the 11, there were 12, but Judas betrayed, but there was 11 apostles left. Where were they? They were so afraid they were hiding in the upper room. They locked themselves away. But these women, they approached the tomb, no doubt with fear and trembling, but also with courage that day that they received. The resurrection makes it possible to live courageously. And another part of that is the resurrection reminds us not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. We can know that we're afraid, but to step out in courage is where we go beyond being afraid. And when the women arrived at the tomb, they found themselves there in the midst of an earthquake, and an angel came down and rolled away that stone, and the angel shone like lightning, and oh, his appearance was so overwhelming. We are told, Matthew tells us, that the guards were shaking in their boots to the point where they looked like dead men. They were so overwhelmed by their fear. No wonder the angel told the women, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." Do we really think that their fears were suddenly erased in that moment? I'm thinking they probably increased in that moment. No, we are told that they were left standing there. They were probably afraid, but something was different that morning. Something was different. What was it that was different? What was it? Now their fear contained great joy. Great joy this morning. Great joy. Two things here again. The resurrection fills us with a heavenly joy. Notice not any joy. Heavenly joy. Great joy. A joy nothing in life can take away. If it's heavenly joy, nobody can take that away from you. If it's a joy based on they were having a good morning, yeah, what if the morning changes and goes bad? Then all of a sudden our joy is gone. Isn't that the way it is for us so much in life? We're having a good morning, then the time that we get to work, and within minutes of work, we start hearing all these problems. We're like, ugh, so much for the good day. Because that's joy, that kind of joy and happiness is circumstantial. We're talking about a joy that is from heaven because it's grounded in that wonderful Easter message. He is not here. He is risen. Those words are the true gift of Easter that makes it possible to not only live life courageously, but to live life with great joy. Because the Easter gift of joyful courage rolls away any stone from whatever tomb we may find ourselves in. What tombs are we talking about? What kind of stones are there keeping us from receiving, locking us in that tomb of fear, that tomb of whatever it is that is keeping us from living the life that God has intended for us and to which God calls us to. Because God calls us to that courageous joy of Easter. And that courageous joy of Easter can roll away any stone. Let me go back to my story about my friend. When he got me laughing, that laughter overcame the fear that I was fearing on that roller coaster. And that joy and laughter that God gives to us in our lives can roll away any stone that's trying to hold us in to a tomb. I don't know what tomb you're facing today, but God knows. And that joy and that courage offers us a new and renewed life if we're willing to grab a hold of it. I had to choose on that roller coaster. I had to choose in that moment. Could I laugh with my buddy? Or could I just sit there in fear and not move and miss the fun? I think we rode that same roller coaster 5 more times that day when we were up there. And it was so much fun. Every time, I was a little scared. A life where our fears are transformed and where our joy is complete. Courageous joy. Amen and amen. Well, we are going to prepare for communion. And like always, we always join together for a prayer of thanksgiving and confession. And before we prep, now let me give you some instructions here. I'll give them now because things are going to be a little different at the end, after communion. Number one, you're going to notice in our pews, there's no place to put your cups. Yes, so we don't have those anymore. So what we're going to be doing is very carefully holding on to our cup there when we get to that point. And we are going to be, we'll go through everything and still hold on to your cup. And then after the last serving is done and they bring back up everything and the guys, the deacons and deaconesses will stay up here and I'll lead us through and finish up. When they start to head back, everybody's got to pass their cups to the, yes, thank you, the center. And they are going to be collecting, and I don't know if we grab the little things that they can put them in. You might have to go downstairs, Kathy, and get those little bowls, plastic bowls, that they you can put your cups, used cups in there and give them to them as they go back and finish out. And that's how we're going to be doing it from now on. So sorry, there's a little logistics there. Okay, let's go back and let's prepare our hearts to receive of the Lord today. And I would invite you, if you would, join with me in our prayer of thanksgiving and confession. Loving God, we thank you for your mighty power in raising Jesus from the dead. Raise us to new life with him. Forgive our sins, heal our sorrows, transform our fears, strengthen us in our struggles, and give us joyful courage. Grant us new life in Christ, free of our old ways, free of fear and distrust. God, you are our life, which is eternal. Sustain us with your mercy, fill us with your love, and bless us that we may serve you in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. Receive from the Lord. Receive that forgiveness and blessing. And receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth today. Amen. Amen. As our deacons and deaconesses come, please bring the plastic. Yeah, bring those along with you and I'll take them as we prepare to receive today. Thank you. On that night when they had gathered together, Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and gave thanks for it, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake together this morning. Later, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples and says, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming his death till he comes." All right. We're going to take just a moment, shake a couple hands to those close by. We're not going to take very long because we want to sing our last chorus a couple times and then go out and watch the kids as they do their egg hunt this morning. So take a moment and shake a couple hands. Let's join together for our benediction. God's resurrection love is faithful and everlasting.
We take hold of the new life as we put our trust in Christ.
May resurrection love banish our fears, nourish our spirits, deepen our joy, and cause new life. Amen.